He's the founder of the Nevada Contract with America. I'm very proud to announce Nevada Assemblyman Brent Jones.
We want to take America back, and you guys are doing it. So I want to personally thank you, because being against the establishment is usually a fight, and it's a lonely fight. But now we have an army thanks to Mr. Trump, so thank you. To endorse Mr. Trump, because like Trump, I'm a businessman, and I'm fed up. A couple years ago, I decided, you know what, I can't take this anymore, so I decided I was going to get in politics myself to try to make a difference. I thought that I need to help take America back, and that's why I started running for office. And it's not easy being in office when you have a bunch of establishment. It's really bad. But you see, the establishment, they don't get it. They don't get it at all. They've never even signed, most of them never signed the front end of a check. They have no reality on what it takes to actually make a business work. What it means to have more income than expense. No reality. But they are good at one thing. You know what they're good at? Spending your money.
That's right.
They're good at doing crony deals that line their pockets. But you know what the saddest part is? Is these people, these establishment political class, what they do is they treat the people that actually create opportunity, the people that actually create value for our society, the people that actually create jobs, like Mr. Trump. They treat us businessmen as if we're the enemy. It's got to stop. So up until today, there's been no elected official at the statewide level that's endorsed Donald Trump. Well, as of today, that's changing. Because, you know, I see something different in Mr. Trump. I see someone who's truly connecting with the people. It's obvious, isn't it? Give yourself a hand. Mr. Trump is a doer. It's obvious. He gets things done. Someone who's outside the political establishment that cannot, will not be bought. Okay, I started noticing this groundswell support just a while, about a month ago. You see, in comes, I have a nanny, her name's Shaylee, she's here today with our two children. She comes into our house wearing a I Support Trump shirt, and I go, wow. Now, she's a wonderful young lady, but I never discuss politics with her. So I said, that's amazing, why do you have a, I Support Trump t-shirt? She just gets big old light in her eyes, she goes, my whole family is supporting Trump. We're so excited. And that made me, wow, that's pretty cool, right? So then I was at our local diner, this family-run business called the Country Cafe in the district that I go to breakfast with. And we're in there, so this is a family-owned diner that the people have to make ends meet, right? I'm in there eating with my children, my wife, and the owner, Trump, comes up. Boy, he starts talking. He's talking for 20 minutes about how great Trump is and how we need Trump. And you know what? I go in and politely say, please, my cold food's getting cold. I appreciate your viewpoint. My food's getting cold. I need to eat. But the enthusiasm was amazing. And then just 2 weeks ago, four businessmen, established businessmen, come to my office at Real Water to talk business. But Mr. Trump comes up. Well, suffice to say, not much about business got done. Boy, Trump's brilliant. How he handles the media. They can't stop him. I looked at me in the strategy room. It's just going on and on and on about how great Trump is. So I thought, something's going on here. Something pretty amazing. So what do? I get a hold of my brother-in-law, Chris Shelton. So Chris, why Chris? Well, Chris knows Mr. Trump because he was on The Apprentice. So he was in there and did something, season 3. And he was actually in the boardroom 7 times. So he was in the hot seat 7 times in a row. But he finally heard those infamous words, Chris, you're fired. Now, Chris left the boardroom in tears. But when I talked to him, he says he wholeheartedly supports Trump. In his words, Trump is an awesome dude. But what he said was interesting is that he really went on, is the guy is competent. Do we need somebody who's competent? Yeah. Couldn't agree more. So, you see that there's many people that are getting, obviously you're an example of it, that are getting excited about Mr. Trump. And this is the establishment's nightmare. So, I decided, you know what, I need to look at his policies real quick. Now, we've all heard of the policies. Wayne just rattled off a bunch. The border, ISIS, radical Islam, which, we, you know, the establishment can't even say the word. It's craziness. But there were some things that are dear to my heart, and Wayne mentioned these two. First is Common Core. I brought a bill to get Common Core out of our state. Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know Common Core, it sounds like you guys are pretty educated, and that's awesome. But I challenge you to go online and look up Common Core math curriculum. It is so convoluted and confusing. If there was ever a conspiracy to dumb down our children and make them dependent on government, Common Core is it. Okay? Well, the establishment up in Carson City, they wouldn't even bring my bill to a vote. They wouldn't allow it to be heard. They don't want Common Core. They want Common Core. They want that establishment slush fund coming from the federal government. Donald Trump is willing to stand firm and say, forget Common Core. It's the story of our children. Next, Obamacare. I'm a small businessman. I know how hard it is for this, all this another layer of government bureaucracy expense and my own insurance way up. And what happens to the benefits? Way down. So we have our own mini Obamacare called the Silver State Exchange. I don't know if you've been following it, but it's wasted tens of millions of dollars just flushed down the toilet. I think it's over $100 million now. And to what benefit?
Nothing.
No benefit. That's right, your money. And to no benefit. So I brought a bill to get rid of the Silver State Exchange. What do you think the establishment did?
Nothing.
That's right, they would have nothing with it. Okay? So again, Mr. Trump's out there fighting the fight for us. He is somebody that's willing to fight. And that's what drives the establishment crazy, because he's willing to fight for you, the people, not for their country club slush funds. Okay? Okay, so principles, policy, you guys are behind it. So then the next thing the establishment says is, well, you know, it's one thing governing or running a private business. It's another thing to run a government where there's required consensus. This argument is so ridiculous, I can't believe it. It's infuriating. And you know a story that reminds me? I read Art of the Deal when I was in college about 20 years ago. And by the way, if you haven't read it, go buy it. It's inspiring. Yeah. It also shows how Mr. Trump became the success he is. It's an awesome book. But in that was a chapter about the Woolman Rink. If you guys haven't heard about the Woolman Rink, it's a skating rink in New York. Yes, you've heard of it. It's awesome. It's in movies, everything else. Serendipity. Well, it wasn't always that great. 30 years ago, total disrepair. The government bureaucrats could not get it fixed. Years and years, it was just a mess. Mr. Trump steps in, 4 short months, quarter of the cost, boom, it's the landmark that we all know. Decide I have to endorse Donald Trump is every day I drive to work, every day I see this big, beautiful, gold, sleek, amazing building with a T on it. It's right across the street from my office at Real Water, and I see it every day. And you know what? That building reminds me we can get back to the greatness our country was. We became the most prosperous and best country in the world in a short amount of time. Personal responsibility, work ethic, free trade, individual, private enterprise. That's what made us great. With Donald Trump leading the way, setting by example, returning our culture to a culture of those ideals that made us great, instead of what the liberal Democrats want to do, socialism and communism. It doesn't work. Lose that. It doesn't work. Donald Trump will help make America great again. And that's why we must work together. We don't need to work together. We must demand that he is the next, our next president of the United States.
That's right!
Grant Jones.